Hello.
Hey John, what's going on, man?
Well, nothing really.
sometimes that's a good thing.
You betcha.
My name is Ewing, and I'm with Next Chapter Advisory, and I represent three different entities looking to acquire precast companies. Two of them are family-owned, 40 years in the business, and the third is a construction-specific investor who already cashed his businesses out, and he doesn't want to gamble in the S&P. He'd rather bet on operators like he was. So two of them have Mid-South on their list, operators they want to talk to. So actually, am I even, do I have, you're the founder of Mid-South. I should have confirmed that first.
I am, yes.
Have you thought about your next chapter and do with this business long term, and if you considered selling before, or where are you at in that journey?
Well, I've been through another a number of endeavors trying to sell and never worked out. Right now, I've transitioned it to two of my key employees. So I still have maybe a controlling vote, but they really own the majority of the company.
Okay.
So I
Did you
guess
do
I'm just about out.
a did you do an employee stock option purchase plan with them?
I don't know if you'd want to call it that. You mean an
Okay.
ESOP? No, not an ESOP. No. I tried the ESOP route, but that wasn't going to work.
I guess those two operators are happy running the business and maybe aren't interested in selling themselves, or do you have a sense of that?
Well, you know, I get mixed emotions at times. Best I could suggest is you can email me your information and I'll forward it to them.
Okay, is that JTOWELL at mspreestress.com?
Yes.
Okay,
If they
coming
were
right over to
smart, they'd sell it, but I'm not so sure they're that smart.
Well, like you said, you may still have controlling interest because you gave it to them, or you sold it to them. I would be happy to start you off with one of these calls and just see if you think it's worth presenting to them. Sometimes we go that route just to keep it, a little bit hush hush unless there's something there.
Well, I mean, our last valuation was around 33 million, so it'd have to be that or better.
Yeah, by all means. We're former operators. This broker thing is new to us, and we only do it because we just love talking to owners and helping owners sell. And we've sold four of our own businesses between my partner and I. So I totally understand what you're saying. Don't bring me an offer for less than 33. It's a total waste of time. In a single call, we could determine whether we believe we could achieve that. And it only takes about 25 minutes. And I hear you loud and clear. That's a great, great, great direction for us, to pursue. So I love the clarity.
I could certainly be the spearhead, but I mean I hate going through the dog and pony, not a dog and pony show, that's not the correct way to put it. I hate being listening to what you're saying and then have to go present it to them and hear the negativity coming out of them. So
Sure.
that becomes a source of frustration with me.
Well, I mean, I so how about this as a process? I'll bring my partner on that specializes in this segment, and we can determine just based on a conversation with you whether we believe we can hit that 33 million number. And if we can, then you could decide to present us to the partners after we give you that conviction. And this particular partner has closed 82% of all deals he's worked on in the last 5 years. So if he says yes, he believes he can get that number. And he doesn't mess around. 42 years in the business, he got it from his dad. He's 57 years old. This is all he does.
Okay, well, if you want to schedule some time.
Yeah, I'm looking at my calendar. What does your next couple of days look like?
Not good.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm probably not really good till probably Monday afternoon early or Tuesday I'm leaving town.
So Monday, you are in Central, is that right?
I am, yes.
All right, Monday, I'm looking at 11 a.m. Pacific, which is 1 p.m. Central. Does that work for you?
Yeah, it'd be fine.
Okay. Is Zoom's okay in the calendar?
The what?
Zoom, is Zoom okay for the conversation? We use Zoom
Yeah, that'd
in
be
Los Angeles.
fine. Sure.
Okay. Let me just make sure that this made it and landed in your inbox and you can see it. You should have viewing. All right. And I'll update the subject line later to be more specific. Ewing and John. And I just want to make sure this actually lands in your inbox. That way we're done with that part. All right. So you should see that Monday the 20th. If you could
Okay.
just confirm that for me.
Hang on, man. Let me take a look.
Older I get, the more I just want to be on the phone and not even bother with Zoom. But sometimes it's a necessary thing.
Yeah, I got you. You're in.
Got it? All right. Well, I look forward to speaking with you on Monday, and I will do a bunch of research and send you what I find about your company ahead of time. And that's just me guessing with the internet. So I just want to do some homework and make sure I come prepared. And so I'll send you a pre-read email that we like to say, this is what the internet says about you, that others are going to find when they do their research, and then we'll just go from there.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, John, looking forward to it.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Why did I make my fucking people $33 million?